To understand why these reasonable-sounding proposals should be rejected, consider what has happened to elephant numbers since CITES most recently authorized some legal trade when Botswana, Namibia and South Africa were allowed in 2007 to sell a fixed amount of ivory to Japan as a one-off. Elephant numbers started falling again. A survey conducted in 2014 to 2015 estimated that elephant numbers had fallen by 30% across 18 countries since 2007. Another estimated a decline of over 100,000 elephants, a fifth of the total number between 2006 and 2015. Increased poaching was at least partly to blame. These numbers suggest that the existence of even a small legal market increases the incentive for poaching. It allows black marketeers to pass off illegal ivory as the legal variety, and it sustains demand. The biggest market is in China. Last year, the government banned domestic sales of ivory, but its customs officials seize a lot of smuggled products, notably from Japan, which CITES licensed as a market in 2007. For the poachers, ivory is fungible. If it is hard to secure in Zambia or Botswana, another country's elephants will be in the gun sites. Congo, Mozambique, and especially Tanzania have seen sharp declines. Unfair though it is, countries with better-run conservation programs are, in effect, paying for the failings of those with feeble institutions. In the long run, technology can help make trade compatible with conservation. In better-resourced national parks, drones are used to make it easier for rangers to spot poachers. DNA testing of ivory shipments can establish where they came from and thus whether they are legal. As prices fall and countries get richer, both technologies are likely to spread. The objection to trade in products of endangered species is not moral, it is pragmatic. When the world is confident that it will boost elephant numbers rather than wipe them out, the ivory trade should be encouraged. Regrettably, that point has not yet come. And until it does, the best hope for the elephant and even more endangered species such as rhinos lies not in easing the ban on trading their products, but in enforcing it better.